Iraq's ambassador to Pakistan says any military action against Iraq should be seen by Muslim nations across the world as an attack on them. Iraq's ambassador to Pakistan, K.A. Ravi, has called on Muslim nations to lend their support to Iraq against a possible attack on his country by the United States. His appeal, which stopped short of urging Muslims to fight alongside Iraq, is part of the country's plan to lobby Arab, Muslim and European nations to counter U.S. threats. Ravi spoke in Islamabad on Saturday, just after U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage arrived for talks on ways to ease tensions between Pakistan and its nuclear rival, India.
As you know, the language of the United States nowadays has started becoming seriously talking about the war and seriously talking about launching the offensive against Iraq. There is still only the date, the D-date, missing.
U.S. President George W. Bush recently stepped up threats to oust Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein, saying he was developing weapons of mass destruction and must be stopped before he could use them against the United States or its allies.
We call upon our brothers to condemn this policy of the American, which is completely now according to our view and according to the Islamic view, in fact, not serving the United States interest in the area. It is even against their policy, against their interest. It is serving only the interest of the Zionism entity in Palestine, which is called Israel. We believe that the number two will be a Muslim country. And again, the number three, the number four, and the list is very long. No Muslim country can hide itself from the American aggression.
Iraq warned that any strike against the country would only be the beginning of a wide-scale U.S. military campaign against the oil-rich region. Hemlata with Nijita Nandan, ANI.